senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Friday, everybody. Crab Diving Live streaming at you from the Redneck Riviera. USA, Pensacola, Florida. Thanks for joining us. Whether you're listening...
I'm trying to do something on Hootsuite, and it's not letting me publish one now. It always does, and I don't know what I'm doing wrong, so just... Okay, I hit the wrong button.
Whether you're joining us live, hey, what's going on? And if you work for Hootsuite,
be a little intuitive.
Could you DM Ryan?
No, just fix it.
And whether you're listening live, whether you've downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting app, or whether you are listening to the rerun on the Crab Diving Network. Stream it 24/7, however the fuck you're listening. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And thank you also for buying shit through the Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon. If you use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, we get a wee little commissione. It doesn't cost you anything, just helps us out here.
At Vile Experience opens every show with a dog growling at him.
Well, not growling.
I don't mean growling, but it's very funny. It's just funny. Because you do the same opening, and that opening to her must mean
100%.
Here comes the
toy.
That's
why
or
she
the
runs
food.
In here when, for the closing. Right? Oh, there she is.
Because she can hear the music.
She's saying hi to the listeners.
She might be saying, "Give me that treat thing." You know?
I don't want to teach her to speak. That would be a disaster.
Right.
Well, she does.
What do you mean? She speaks.
That's the problem.
She does speak.
Yeah, I have to teach her to not speak.
She's self-taught.
Oh, now she's not satisfied. I have one of those fat shaming treats you got her.
Oh, the diet treats?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't mean to. I just didn't.
And she really likes those, and I have one of those in my pocket for the after Kong, but apparently she wants this as the appetizer.
So what do they put? Do they put like stevia in that or the sweetener? I mean, what is it?
I don't know. It's not.
There's not aspartame in there, right?
And they're not, it's not wheat based or you know, any kind of grain based, I don't think.
Right. It's just.
Who the fuck knows? It's probably like.
Buffalo asshole, you know, based.
Yeah.
She loves it. I mean, is that what she's eating right now?
It's like pig taint. Yeah.
Jesus. Whatever. She likes it.
Thanks for joining us. We're on X still, because why the fuck not? I actually do still get stories off of X, and,
you know,
we get some of the memes we use for our, and pictures we use for our promos on X.
The thing about Shelby is, I just want to say one thing. So she achieves such a level of joy when she's eating. And she loves.
She does.
She loves food, man. She loves
She it. Just ran off with the Kong toy. She killed the fat shaming
treat.
She's
so happy right now. Yeah. She's just losing her mind.
Let's check the headlines. It's Faithless Friday,
yay,
everybody. Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal HuffPo.
Yay.
Yeah, this is sad news. Princess Kate has cancer.
Is she the one that everyone was losing their mind about with the Photoshop?
Conspiracy. Yeah. Well, they did Photoshop that picture. And that's really not well.
Who gives a shit, though?
Like, I think they've got money, I've heard.
And
they could have paid somebody to do a better photo fucking shop job.
We can leave her alone about that, though, now, can't we? Or must the world still torture her? Or how does it work?
Oh, there are a lot of people that hate the royals and will find any way. And the loonies, you're not going to... The ones that, thought there were body doubles of her running around everywhere and shit.
I mean, I'm sure there are people in England that hate that they... I don't know, have a royal family that they pay for. I think it's kind of fucked up, to be honest. But, you know, I think, you know, she's got cancer.
I frankly, you know, don't give a tardigrade's dick about any of the royal.
A tardigrade?
The royal issues. Yeah. I could not give a fuck this whole, what is it, Harry and Meghan versus Kate. I'm trying to remember that. And yeah. Will.
Well, why are you forgetting Prince Andrew? He's interesting, well, right?
Yeah, they're trying to. They've pushed him to the back of the line. Nobody
didn't
talks about Prince
him
Andrew.
They banished him to Burnham Forest, and then they even made him leave that. They sent him to the hunting cabin in the that? Middle of the woods.
Yeah, what's that Disney song? We don't talk about Bruno. We don't talk about Andrew.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
In the royal household.
Right.
Didn't the queen have to give him like what $16 million, if I remember correctly,
or I don't know,
$6 million? So there was a six somewhere to make the lawsuit go away.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. I think so.
Admitting, of course, no fault.
Right. Right. Well, I mean, listen, these royals—they have all this money. What else are they going to do with it?
So, yeah, sad news. Kate Middleton released a new video today revealing she has been diagnosed with cancer. The type of cancer has not been specified.
Right.
Quote, in January, I underwent major abdominal surgery in London, and at the time, it was thought that my condition was non-cancerous, said in the video. The surgery. Listen, have some respect.
That's right. Is it time for another one or
respect
something?
Respect for the princess. the surgery, I know. So, you're the queen here. Out,
right, right.
Out. I got nothing. Tango nada. Here, look at my hands. See? Nothing.
I just think people should stop. I mean, who cares about the photoshopping? I don't give a fuck.
She does know the I don't have shit. Leave her alone.
Yeah. Oh, thing. I don't have anything.
She learned that sign language.
I've done that before.
Yeah. I don't have anything. She'll turn and walk away. Jeez,
you're even surgery, looking at me. I really don't have anything either.
The surgery was successful, she said. However, tests after the operation found cancer had been present. My medical team therefore advised that I should undergo a course of preventative chemotherapy, and now I'm in the early stages of that treatment, she said.
Man, that sucks. That fucking sucks. One of the other ones has cancer, too. Charles, maybe, I thought.
The father, yeah, the king.
Right.
Blah, 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 blah. No offense, but moving on. Yes. As you can imagine, this has taken time. It has taken me time to recover from major surgery in order to start my treatment. But most importantly, it has taken us time to explain everything to George, Charlotte, and Louis, those their kids, in a way that is appropriate for them and reassure them that I'm going to be okay. Yeah, leave them the fuck alone,
right.
Jesus.
No. This just in, Merrick Garland just assigned a special counsel to this
Well,
scandal.
I mean, let's hop on Daily Stormer Light.
Oh, yeah. Why do the Nazis...
Formerly known as Twitter.
Why do the Nazis hate the royals? It's...
Well, just people, trolls hate the.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
People who love to hate. I'll bet you I can put type her name in, scroll down, and within not a long time there'll be some conspiracy theory.
Oh yeah, sure. Like yeah, and they'll tie it to who's that guy who plays football that's dating Taylor Swift?
Oh, Jason Kelsey.
Yeah, they'll be like Jason Kelsey is actually Kate Middleton.
That's the headline. Good vibes and well wishes.
You know who really recovered after that? The royal that really recovered after that gaffe years ago. The guy that showed up at the party dressed as a Nazi. He really turned it around,
Harry?
Right? Yeah. Remember
well,
that?
Well, kind of not. I mean, well, no, he did, but
yeah.
Then he married the brown one.
Oh, okay. Right. Well, I mean,
and
like...
half of the country turned against him.
No, I mean, I meant in the eyes of maybe decent people, right? Oh, I mean, he dressed up as a Nazi, which there's really not... How old was he when he did that? Like, an adult? What the fuck,
teenager.
A teenager. Why, you fuck? Oh, my God.
Because he's stupid.
Somebody
probably was like, you know, it'd be funny.
It's not funny.
Well, you're right.
God damn, man. There's something. But then, you know.
It's quite possible the royal children don't get out much.
You know, I'm impressed that he was. Meghan Markle, you're saying. Just in this story, to me, race matters.
Oh,
so
boy,
God bless you.
Excuse me.
I'm asking you because it's integral to my question. Is African American or African?
What?
Meghan Markle.
I'm sneezing, I'm sorry.
Meghan Markle is African American.
I believe she's half.
Okay, that's fine. Okay. My point is still.
Wait, that's fine? Who are you asking?
No, what I'm saying is, though, it's kind of amazing that Prince Harry was really known as the guy that showed up somewhere publicly as a Nazi and is now dating someone. He convinced.
Well, but he didn't show up. As an, I mean, he
dressed as a
he
Nazi.
He was a stupid idiot teenager.
I know.
Thought it would be funny to dress like a Nazi.
And now he's dating a woman of color. That's amazing.
Married.
He married a woman of color after he was known for that. That is amazing. That guy must have such
a way with women. We don't care. The whole scandal is that Meghan ruined the royal family.
Right.
Because she turned Harry against everybody.
Yes.
And then their story is that the royal family is kind of racisty.
Oh, I see. Well, that is not shocking.
But now Prince Philip, the granddad who's no longer with us.
Yes.
The Queen's husband.
Right.
Was pretty much known for his racist gaffes.
Oh, I see. Gaffes.
Wink, wink.
Yes.
And, you know, he was 90.
Right.
You know, so
they were probably so disappointed in Prince Harry. They were like, geez, man, we were raising you right. You were showing up to places dressed as a Nazi.
But
then the next thing we know, you're married to a person of color.
Those British tabloids jumped all over her
in
every aspect. She
because she's not white.
I've seen coverage where they compare like her wearing something that was off the shoulder. Oh, what a fucking slut she is, you know,
Jesus.
And stuff like that. Look at that slag. And then they show a picture from 3 months ago where Princess Kate was out with something off the shoulder.
I have to tell
you. And
they're
like, oh, look how lovely she is.
I have to tell you.
So there might be something to the racist.
But if I was in charge of the PR for the royal family, I would be begging everyone to marry people that of color or something to make us look less racist.
The PR for the royal family.
That should have been great for them, right? Look, oh, here's a person.
Which kind of falls into, I think, Meghan and Harry's view, which is that there's this, you know, evil underlying institution of old rich men who make money off the monarchy.
Yeah.
And all of their toadies run everything, and that,
right,
you know, you can't, it's a stifling life because you're literally, I think they call them the gray men.
Well,
you do something wrong, you say something stupid.
Yeah.
Let's just say Prince Andrew probably.
He's a Greyman.
Has a suite in the Greymans.
Well, I mean,
house now.
Prince Andrew, yeah, that's crazy, man.
Well, you'll get visited by the Greymen who you know, are gonna chastise you for what you did wrong, and then go into the machinations of trying to figure out how to cover it up or minimize it or whatever.
But wait, can't you just explain it to the Greymen and say, listen, I fell in love with someone and they happen to not be white. I don't know what to tell you. Isn't that enough? And they'll say,
the gray men are the problem. The gray men are the ones who are like, oh, good Lord, he's dating a brown one.
Should pay a visit to Prince Andrew. He had sex with someone that was a child. I mean, that's worthy of a visit. Prince Harry is dating a person.
Alleged.
That isn't white. Who gives a shit? Isn't it shocking?
Should I open the window?
Well, it's here. And that's England. No, it's here. It's different there.
Oh, they're not racist at all in England.
Not like us.
No.
There's no way.
It's an art form here in the American South, of course.
Oh, my God.
But there are branches around the world. And England, how do you think Brexit won?
Yeah, they thought it didn't count or something. That's what they said.
It wasn't Africans. It was Middle Easterners.
Right.
And African.
How sad.
And African migrants.
Why don't they get rid of the royals then, if they're such a pain in the ass? I mean, why?
Well, a lot of people would agree with you. And do agree with you.
I mean, they could just be, I don't know, this is crazy. They could just be normal fucking people. You know what I mean? And not live in a castle. Or you live in a big house. It's like a castle, but without a moat.
Their argument is they, you know, they do a lot of good things and raise a shit ton of money for really, really good causes. And right. The tourism is big. You saw their castle.
That's true. That's true. It's crazy, though. The royals I could name off the top of my head throughout, well, you know, excluding people like Henry VIII and that shit, whatever. Princess Diane, I remember her.
Diana,
okay. I remember her. Fergie. Ferguson, Fergie. Whatever. Who's the one that all the pervs like tried to photograph him with these long range lens and shit like that? Which one was that?
It was Diana, wasn't it?
No. No, it was somebody else. Oh. I know Prince Andrew and I know Prince Charles.
Well, the Queen.
The
late Queen.
Okay.
Right.
Well, I figure there is one, yes. The King.
Do you know who the Queen's name? Charles's wife?
Queen Louise. I don't fucking know. Wait. No, I do. Wait. Queen Catherine.
Are you looking at your
No, I'm trying to remember. Oh. Siri, who was
Camilla.
Yes, of course. Oh, I know. Camilla Parker Bowles. She fucked
Charles. While he was married to Diana.
Diana. And then she was run down by those horrible paparazzis.
Yes. A lot of conspiracy.
And then Elton John wrote a song about it.
They said they think the Queen had her killed.
Right. I think I know enough about the royals. You know, why should I know more about these people? They're very fancy, rich people with nice pedigrees, I guess. Their tales on
the Crown has been going right. on. And it's basically a kind of fictionalized story of.
Do they still do beheadings, or is that been phased out?
Will you find that public, out in not the publicly, IDs? Yeah, not publicly. Over to the Drudge Report. The headline.
Nine.
Same thing.
What?
Kate cancer, God. Chemo.
Oh, I don't mean to
very
sound
alliterative.
Right. I don't mean to sound you know. I it's horrible. I
well,
just
it's
don't,
been the big story, especially why with all the fucking conspiracy theories.
I think it's very sad that she has cancer. Is it necessary? I mean, how nice is it for her that's got to be plastered all over the fucking HuffPo, guys? How is it newsworthy, HuffPo?
Well, that's the whole point of the royals.
Yeah.
Is that they're out there.
Yeah, that's true.
And they represent the country. And especially to put a stop to all the fucking bullshit conspiracy theories.
Aren't there enough Trump stories where somebody could give Kate Middleton a rest because she has cancer and it sucks? What other than the fact that she has cancer, where's the newsworthy part, though? I guess the photoshopping was a part of it.
Right, and the utter failure of the royal communications team. Jesus. Right. Fucking Christ, from root to branch, fire everybody.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And hire some young people who aren't who are more about CSR and shit like that.
Yes.
Why
don't you get Kate Middleton a Facebook?
Well, I'm sure she's got one, but it's every syllable scrutinized.
Yes. Does she have one of those fake blue checks for Twitter or for Nazi X or whatever it is?
I don't know. Verified. I don't know if she's on here.
I don't need. I'm Kate Middleton. I don't need to be verified, Governor.
Also in the news.
Right.
We didn't have a show on Wednesday.
Yes.
And I do want to play some of Lev Parnas'
awesome
testimony and comment on it.
Who played him? This is just a real person?
Yeah.
Wow.
Lev, a couple days ago, the former Rudy Giuliani associate.
They were good friends.
I love the term associate.
Dude, you know these guys, him, Lev, and the other one, Igor, or whatever. They all went out and got shit-faced and probably hired hookers and shit, did all kinds of crazy.
The day Lev and Igor got arrested, right? Didn't they have lunch with Rudy?
They were drinking and having dinner with Rudy Giuliani. You should got on the fucking plane. I guess it's... Do you think it's fun to hang out with Rudy?
I mean, in, on some level.
I mean, well, I mean,
you know, if
you probably got to get him.
Sort of thing.
Yeah, you got
to. You have
get
to
him.
Mention 9/11 every 13 words.
Right, and you probably got to get to him before 9 p.m. because he's probably shit faced very early in
yeah,
the evening.
Yeah, do you have tits? that'll tell how your evening's gonna go if you're
shit,
hanging out
man.
With Rudy.
Put your running shoes on. You don't need to.
Lev Parnas, former Rudy Giuliani associate who was
yes.
central to Trump's scheme to find dirt on the Bidens in Ukraine, testified on Wednesday, pointed a finger at Trump and his GOP allies in Congress. I'm just going to play some of these. These are
awesome.
These are awesome. It really, God, these, this Comer is
yeah.
not bright. Can I just want to put it out there? He's really not bright. The shit that they're teeing up, they're bringing in all these witnesses who are destroying their case.
Can I, yes, can I ask you something about this story? Because to me, it seems like, I mean, is it true that they're working with Russia or something? Like the GOP, the Congress, the House, some of these people, right? I mean, if they're getting information about this
right.
impeachment from some source that's ultimately a Russian agent, when do we just start saying that the House of Representatives on the Republican side, they have a significant relationship with Russia
yes.
and Putin? And,
well, we've
and
been saying that for a while.
At what point are you a fucking traitor? I mean, what are we even talking about? Do you think the FBI is looking into it? The connection with FBI? I mean, Merrick Garland.
Well, Merrick's been really busy.
God damn! Did somebody weekend at Bernie him and file some shit to go look into this shit? God.
Parnas was a central figure in Trump's first impeachment over pressuring Ukraine to find dirt on Joe Biden,
yeah.
his likely opponent ahead of the election. Parnas was tasked by Trump's personal lawyer at the time to travel to Ukraine.
Was he really his lawyer?
And link Joe and Hunter Biden to corruption,
woo!
Which Parnas says, as publicly testified, he
yes.
found 0.0.
Right.
Here's Lev
Parnas.
And what type of dirt were you trying to get?
We were searching for Hunter's hard drive that we were told was out there. We were searching for bank records to validate certain bank records that was given to me, Hunter's personal bank records that was given to me by John Solomon that he said he got from the FBI to validate certain payments that were going for car purchases. But the objective was to try to find a link from any of the payments that would go into Joe Biden's account.
And who?
What is happening? The car purchases?
Well, yeah, the Hunter borrowed money for a car.
Oh,
and
yeah, yeah.
Was
okay,
being
okay.
paid back, all
that's
that stuff.
Right, that's right. That's right.
Told you to get this dirt.
Well, who told me? Rudy Giuliani.
Anyone else that you remember?
John Solomon. I mean, everybody that was part of the team. I mean,
did Bill Barr know that you were involved in getting this dirt?
Absolutely. Bill Barr was notified of our investigation from the day he took office.
Holy fucking shit. Wait, is this G. Gordon Liddy or some shit like
Bill
that?
Bill Barr knew.
Bill.
Did you ever have a conversation with Bill Barr of being lenient towards Dmitry in his role, in Bill Barr's role as Attorney General?
I personally did not, but I was witness to Victoria Tunzing and Joe DiGenova having a conversation with Bill Barr about Dmitry Firtash.
What did they say to Bill Barr?
Basically, they were telling him that the charges were false and that he needs to drop the charges and basically end the case.
And why did they tell him to drop the charges on this Russian oligarch?
Because Dmitry Firtash was going to help us getting dirt on the Bidens or whatever else the Trump campaign needed.
So my understanding is you have the Trump campaign telling you to talk to a Russian oligarch to get dirt on the president of the United States for political reasons. And then someone from the Trump campaign is talking to the attorney general to drop the charges because this foreign national is helping get dirt on a political candidate.
So do you want to, I think we've done this story before, but do you want to guess what happened to Dmitry Firtish? Do you think Bill Barr dropped the charges, or do you think he was stood up for principle and said absolutely not?
I think Bill Barr dropped his trousers, bent over, and the charges were indeed dropped. Pat,
help him
I'm
get
going
dirt
with that
on a political candidate.
Absolutely.
Did Bill Barr indicate any willingness to drop the charges?
After a meeting that Victoria Tunzing and Joe DiGenova had with DOJ, they came back and informed me that we're going to Vienna because to tell Dmitry Firtash everything's going to be okay.
Oh, my God.
There you go.
Bill Barr said we're going to
and
tell
him. And they weren't even
going
to call him.
Because they know it's wrong.
They were going to throw everybody on a plane to Vienna on probably our tax dollars to go tell Dmitry Firtash, don't worry. Everything's going to be okay.
God, Bill
as
Barr.
As long as you come up with some dirt on Joe Biden.
You know, Bill, how cavalier and how cocky and how cocksure this dumb fuck looked at the January 6th committee. Do you remember him in his testimony? He's throwing out motherfucker this, fucking that. Do you remember that? He's so confident.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen to you. You are, dude. That has to be illegal or something, right? Does anyone give a shit? Hi, forward this to Merrick Garland. Look what's happening, buddy. Do you give a fuck?
He's sitting there having lunch with Bill Barr.
You know, Merrick, I used to feel bad that you weren't a SCOTUS, and now I don't give a shit, because if I was Attorney General at this moment, I would have locked the doors to the DOJ, and I'm like, no one's going fucking anywhere until that orange fuck is behind bars. And that's all we do. And I would wake up wanting that more than anything. And I would go to sleep. That'd be the last thought I had before the Ambien took hold. You don't care.
More Lev.
From shortly after my arrest on October 9, 2019 to now, I have been trying to share the irrefutable truth with you. The American people have been lied to by Donald Trump, Rudy Giuliani, and various cohorts of individuals in government and media positions. They created falsehoods to serve their own interests, knowing it would undermine the strength of our nation. From November 2018 to October 2019, I was a key participant and a witness to numerous efforts to prove that Joe and Hunter Biden were linked to corruption in Ukraine. Rudy Giuliani, on behalf of then President Donald Trump, tasked me with a mission to travel the globe, finding dirt on the Bidens so that an array of networks could spread misinformation.
So the Democrats called this guy in, by the way.
Right, right.
You know, well, they, even though they're the minority, they do get to have X amount of witnesses they get to call in.
Why haven't the Democrats called in Ivanka Trump to explain the fucking licenses and shit she got from China her dad was fucking president? What? My God.
About them. Thus securing the 2020 election for Donald J. Trump. Ironically, when I was arrested, my original indictment linked me to an individual referred to as Unindicted Co-Conspirator 1. We now know this individual to be Congressman Pete Sessions, who sits on this very committee today.
What? Sitting right there.
Today, God I ask you to damn. Consider the following. In nearly a year traveling the world,
Unindicted Co-Conspirator 1 is on the committee he's addressing.
Oh, my God. Do you think that guy just shit his pants?
Yeah, oh, he's probably not there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The Republicans probably didn't sit through Parnas's.
Right.
Consider the following. In nearly a year traveling the world and interviewing officials in different countries, I found precisely zero evidence of the Biden's corruption in Ukraine. No credible source has ever provided proof of criminal activity, not the FBI, CIA, nor the NSA. No respectable Ukrainian official has ever said that the Bidens did anything illegal, including former President Poroshenko and former Prosecutor General Yuri Lutsenko. Even when CEO of Burisma, Mykola Zlochevsky, was offered a deal by Rudy Giuliani in exchange for information on the Bidens, he provided none, because there is none.
Rudy.
The only information ever pushed on the Bidens in Ukraine has come from one source, and one source only, Russia and Russian agents.
There you go.
The impeachment proceeded.
Any damaging information has come from one source only.
Russian agents, which means our Congress, at the very least, these Republican pieces of shit. Pete Sessions, where's he from?
Texas? Well, let me
why is he not arrested? Why is he not arrested? What in the shit do you have to do to get arrested in this fucking country? He's clearly working with the Russians in some way that isn't appropriate. right? Is there any illegality here? I'm not a lawyer. Is there something illegal going on? Surely there must be with all of this shit.
Russia and Russian agents. The impeachment proceedings that bring us here now are predicated on false information spread by the Kremlin. Everyone involved knew they were sharing lies. From Trump and Giuliani's shadow diplomacy, through my missions to Ukraine and elsewhere, to members of a BLT team, a group convened for the sole purpose of investigating and damaging the Bidens.
There you go.
Shadow diplomacy, I think it's another word for saying like spying or like doing some bad shit. What is espionage? What does that mean? Do we have to be at war for that to count? Or is that just, what is that? Is that in here at all? Is it illegal for, what did Bill Barr do? He agreed to...
He knew about this investigation and
made it go away.
Agreed to with this Russian oligarch, he made charges go away.
Yes,
because Dmitry was going to help dig up shit on the Bidens.
What did Bill Barr get out of it?
Well, another finger from Trump.
Yeah, I mean, do we know what he got out of it? Is there a way he could have got money? I mean, it seems, is what he did illegal? Is it illegal to do that?
I would suggest it probably is. Yeah.
Merrick Garland, do you have a problem with what is going on?
Because then the reason that any charges were dropped had nothing to do with serving justice. They were political reasons.
Jeez. You know, by the way, Merrick announced that big old suit against Apple for whatever their apps are doing. Thank you. That's important right now. Half of our Congress is sucking the dick of some Russian agent and trying to impeach the president with this fake shit. Does that bother you at all? Someone hold a mirror to his mouth and see if it fogs. My God.
Speaking of fog.
Yes.
Oh, God. I don't know if there's any Rudy news. I just wanted to play that.
It's a shame he was never president. I mean, why not? Why wouldn't he be? We had this guy. We had W. Thank you, Republicans, for all the dumb fucks you gave us. Thank you so much. I'm just going to go through some... I'm going to think of some Republicans, real shitty ones. Santos, obvious shitty pick, God, who's the one that was David Duke? Wasn't he a Republican for a while?
Sure.
The Grand Dragon of the Klan is a senator, right? Or a congressperson? What was he?
He was some rep in Louisiana.
Okay. It's nothing. There is nothing too good for these fucking Republicans to vote for, you pieces of shit. Oh, my God. I mean, we got a known pedo that got 60% of the votes the last election. They know what's going on with him. He's trafficking women. He's getting drunk with his best bud, making fake IDs, jetting 13-year-olds to the fucking Bahamas. But 60% of Florida's first said, yes, more Matt Gaetz, please. It's insane.
I actually do have one more from Lev.
Yeah.
Authors of the Republican Burisma report would be your, quote, guy in the Senate to push all the information, end quote. What did you mean by that?
Who do you think their guy in the Senate to push all the Russian information is? Oh. Ryan, it's not going to you'll get it.
Their guy in the Senate. Oh, my God. I can't even.
Who's Russia's guy in the Senate?
Russia's guy in the Senate. Well, I mean.
I know there's a lot to choose from.
There is, and is
but
well.
There is one bright white beacon.
I'm sorry. I feel like it's not Tuberville, is it? Am I wrong? Oh shit, I'm wrong. Oh god damn. It's not. Oh shit, who is it?
Although this person might be happy when Tuberville joined the Senate. Because
it's not the guy from Wisconsin.
It is Ron.
No, I picked
Ron
the dumbest one.
Johnson.
I'm sorry. I did consider Ron Johnson, but then I said Tommy Tuberville's the dumbest, easily the dumbest.
Yes,
I'm sorry.
Yes,
I mean,
yes.
And I am
so
considering
Ron Johnson. Yeah, Ron Johnson.
Fuck.
And Marsha Blackburn both thrilled when Tuberville made the Senate because they no longer were the stupidest.
Then it's not
damn
tough.
Close.
It's Ron Johnson.
quote, guy in the Senate to push all the information, end quote. What did you mean by that?
Senator Ron Johnson was our guy in the Senate. He was told to me that when we push the information, he's going to push it in the halls of Congress.
So when the media was getting skeptical about pushing disinformation after they've proven it wrong time and time again, the plan was to have a U.S. senator, Ron Johnson, to push that disinformation Woo-hoo! Even further.
Correct, because we had Congressman Nunez already doing it, so Senator Ron Johnson.
Oh, shit, this guy!
Devin Nunez!
This guy, out of nowhere, left Parnas is very interesting.
Yes, yes.
Nunez!
Johnson jumped on
board. Nunez.
This Congress, both Chairman Coomer and Chairman Jordan, have centered this entire sham impeachment hearing on an FBI tip sheet. This tip sheet made wild claims about bribery that didn't even come close to being backed up. And in fact, it's all being proved to be one big lie. Mr. Parnas, is the allegation in the FBI tip sheet based on the same fabricated claims that Donald Trump and Rudy Giuliani flew you to Ukraine to dig up?
Yes.
I also want to make it clear that the informant allegedly behind this tip sheet is facing criminal charges for lying about the Biden family and was a known fraud for years before that. The same fabricated claim kept popping up and getting smacked down over and over again. In fact, our colleagues at the Foreign Affairs Committee did some amazing work on this and investigation.
So anyway, the money part was the Ron God. Johnson.
Oh, my God.
Is Merrick Garland taking a look at Ron Johnson,
it
maybe?
He should, man.
Quite possibly, maybe.
I mean, it's just... I would like to take a look at the people of Wisconsin. These dumb fucking people in the middle of nowhere that vote for this guy. Are you sorry? You owe us an apology, you dumb fucks.
Thank you, David. Dave on Twitter, David Duke was a member of the Louisiana House of Reps.
Yay! Good job, Louisiana! Good fucking job!
That's our neighbor.
My God! Like,
Louisiana's, what, 2 hours away?
You know what I was marveling at? I can't stop thinking about that dumb fuck.
You gotta narrow it down.
Well, no. This guy is particularly stupid. The guy that was running on the GOP ticket in Missouri who took a picture doing the Heil Hitler with a burning fucking cross in the background, standing next to a full regalia Satan 69 level Klansman. But he was in normal clothes. What in the fuck is going on with the fucking Republicans? They're racists, they're pedos, they're spies, they're Putin cockholsters. But a lot of them, though. Oh, Rudy.
They're gassy. Jeez.
He's got Three Mile Island in his Depends.
We've got closing the studio door, barking dog. Margie.
Nine!
Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene said the clock has started after filing a motion to vacate House Speaker Mike Johnson.
God damn it. This is, you know, is she controlled by Russia? Quickly. Yes or no, do you think?
I don't know. I just think she's her.
Do you think, and vile experience in your opinion, do you think she had a role in January 6th in the planning of it, in the facilitation of it?
Yeah.
What about Boebert? What about Boebert E. Lee?
I don't know.
Now, come on. How did she gave a tour to these insurrectionists and
she might have calmed the insurrectionists down the night before.
How did they know? How did some of those insurrectionists know to go to those windows that were under maintenance or whatever? How did they know that? How do they know to go to those windows? You know what I'm talking about?
Well, yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe the scaffolding that was in front of the windows.
Was it weird to you that Boebert gave a tour of Congress before she was actually able to, because she wasn't sworn in yet, right? She gave a tour to people that was technically inappropriate, but these people were crazy Nazis, right? And they got to just walk through the Capitol the day before they stormed it. Is that weird to anyone?
No.
It just seems like no one gives a flying shit about it, but we all know it's out there.
Speaking to reporters after filing her motion, Margie railed against Johnson for his support of a $1.2 trillion spending package that passed the House on Friday, keeping the government open. Johnson touted conservative policy wins in the bill,
yes,
including proposed cuts to the IRS, but many Republican House members blasted the bill as a failure.
Yes.
The Freedom Caucus beside themselves.
Right.
Margie said, on Friday, Republicans promised with their majority to bring back regular order to the House.
Yes.
Speaker Johnson has betrayed that by passing three CRs, the continuing resolutions.
Right.
And then forcing us to vote on a two-part omnibus.
Ooh.
The second one being today. He also only gave us, I mean, I don't even know. We've had one day, basically, to read 1,000 pages, breaking the 72-hour rule.
Whatever. Marjorie, you're amazing. You know why you're amazing? Because you were famous for harassing a kid that survived a school shooting. That's what you're famous for. And that's how you got into Congress. And you're, of course, a Republican. Isn't that amazing? These fucks vote for the most bizarre motherfuckers. How in the shit is this person in government? What are we doing?
This is a betrayal of the American people.
Fuck you.
This is a betrayal of the Republican voters. And the bill that we were forced to vote on forced Republicans to still choose between funding to pay our soldiers and, in doing so, funding late-term abortion.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I tell you what, if I was a... It must be scary to go to work in Congress if you're a Democrat, because you're like, these crazy-ass motherfuckers weren't... Wasn't
armed.
Yes, they have guns. They have COVID. They're liquor spreaders. Some of them work for Russia. Boy, oh boy, I'm locking my office door, I guess. Shit.
Green said her motion to vacate is a warning and a pink slip, explaining there is no time frame for a vote because she doesn't want a repeat of the lengthy process to oust Kevin McCarthy.
God, you know, if
she made clear, however, that she thinks it's time for Johnson to go.
If I was Florida's first congressperson, I'm going to the HR department of Congress, and I'm saying I am in a hostile work environment. There are spies in this bitch. There are people that have these guns. It's crazy. Nobody's vaccinated. It's insane. I don't want to sit within two seats of one of these nasty Republicans.
So Margie doing the good work for her constituents.
For, Mama Nazi.
For America.
Yeah.
Faithless Friday, everybody.
God, Marjorie Taylor Greene is just, you know,
heinous.
Embarrassment. I mean this in the nicest, most clinical way ever. She is fucked in the head. There's just no other way to say it. It's, you know, fucked in the head.
When I first entered into this arena, I asked myself that question. As a Christian, do I want to get involved in politics at this level? And really, when I prayed about it, there wasn't much of an option. God made it very clear that there were important conversations taking place at tables that I needed to be sat at. I needed to be seated there.
Sat at. Seated there, sat at.
That's Boebert.
Let's call the whole thing off.
Saying God made it very clear that there were important conversations
when I first entered
taking place
I gotta be
at
sad
tables
at.
That I needed to be sitting on laps at.
Sit on this table. She's so fucking stupid, too. God. What torturous people. These are horrible people. Oh, my God. It's funny, though. That's some good shit. Put this one on your reel, Boebert.
This one, you'll recognize the mellifluous tones.
Yes.
This is really horrific, though. This will diminish my opinion of him.
Okay.
You'll recognize the voice in 3, 2, 1.
Hello, knock, knock.
Who is Shane Vaughn?
Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, this is a good one, too.
Pastor Shane Vaughn.
Will you start this over from the beginning, please?
Somewhere in the middle of fucking Mississippi, not even closer neighbors to us than Louisiana.
Shelby, pay attention. It's Shane Vaughn.
Here's Shane.
Hello, knock, knock. Judge Jumanji.
What?
Judge Jumanji?
Ketanji Brown Jackson, he's referring to.
He is being racist. This is racist, wait. Shane.
Judge Jumanji, Professor Toto needs to educate you. I don't care how educated you are. I need to re-educate you. The First Amendment was created to hamstring the government.
What?
I cannot even believe that that stupidity rolled from Jumanji's jungle mouth.
What the fuck, Shane? Dude, oh, that is insane.
Jungle mouth.
I don't mean to be surprised or shocked because I, you know, there's no reason to be, but geez, it just seemed, geez, Shane, did you go?
You let your Mississippi slip out there a little bit.
Yeah, you didn't run that by the riding team?
Her quote was taken out of context, of course.
No, who cares? He's like calling her Jumanji, whatever the fuck.
On Monday, Supreme Court heard arguments in the case of Murthy versus Missouri, a lawsuit brought by the states of Louisiana and Missouri and several social media users.
Yay.
Alleging that the Biden administration has been unconstitutionally pressuring social media platforms to remove or censor conservative content.
Okay.
During the hearing, Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson raised concerns about the plaintiff's apparent intention to use the First Amendment to hamstring the government's ability to respond to harmful or dangerous misinformation in an environment of threatening circumstances. So she's saying, you're saying we can't call Twitter and say, look, this virus is killing everybody. We would like you to at least, I don't know, put a note on where somebody's saying, don't take the vaccine. It's going to kill you.
Well, didn't we have that, though?
Well, yeah.
We had that. Right? Because the owner of Twitter chose to do that.
Well, and all the government, meanwhile, everything that we found out, even what Elon claims is the big scandal, was the government pointing out to X, or Twitter at the time, which posts violated their own terms of service.
Yeah.
Like when Hunter's dick was flying around
for
the conservatives to masturbate to.
Yes.
The White House flagged, called in and said it reported those accounts and said, hey, look,
Listen. This
is a stolen revenge porn and was taken without the permission, is being published without the permission of the dick wielder.
For those of you that just tire of people sucking Elon's dick, these fucking Tesla bros or whoever, this next thought is for you. Whatever, Elon, fix Twitter, but make it so your fucking cars don't run over kids and dogs. Wouldn't that be nice? Right? Wait, the autopilot isn't what you said it was, and you lied. You fucking lied. You lied and you said these cars would go longer without a charge or whatever, right? He lied about the battery life of his fucking Tesla and he sold a shit ton. Where's the class action lawsuit against his cunt?
Old from Jumanji's
Jesus.
Jungle mouth.
Christ.
Yeah, it's a Jumanji jungle now.
Okay.
On the Supreme Court.
From now on,
her name is Judge Jungle Jumanji.
Okay.
Because what she just said comes from the jungle.
Okay.
See, the problem is Jumanji jungle, Judge Jumanji jungle lips. The problem with it is this. Yeah, because what's coming out of her lips is monkey sense, not common sense. It's jungle.
I mean,
it's like, Shay, we understand you're an insane fucking racist.
Holy shit.
Thank you for hammering home the point. We get it.
I don't remember Shane being as racist.
I know, in the past. I just thought he said crazy shit about, like,
he is, you know, from Mississippi. He is from Mississippi.
Yeah, man. It doesn't take long to drive through that state. So if you have to go there, fill up.
You better have good tires, though.
Well, yeah, you better. Yeah, check your alignment after you leave because it's going to be fucked. It's going to be fucked later, but it's going to sound crazy. Before you get to Mississippi, stop in Alabama and fill up on gas. Please do that and don't get gas there.
Monkey scent pouring out of your liberal lips, and you are a curse to this nation. You are a rodent in our republic.
Jeez.
Your mindset is messed up. It is the enemy of the people.
Can I
disrobe yourself?
What? In the fuck, disrobe. Can I just say that? Oh, God. What did
this is not a parody.
What did he say right before the enemy of the people? It just, there's a lot of irony in there because it seems like he's doing that. Whatever. It just.
Mindset.
Yeah, his mindset is fucked up, Shane.
It is the enemy of the people. Disrobe yourself.
What?
No. Because you have dishonored yourself. Okay. There's Jumanji. There's Judge Jumanji Jungle, monkey lips pouring out monkey mess in the Republic.
Oh, my God.
Here's your quote. There's your quote.
No,
there's your stupidity on display.
Hey, Shane, we got a quote. You already did a lot of quotes.
Holy shit.
We get it. God, I thought... I'm not surprised Shane Vaughn is racist. It's not that.
No, not at all.
I just, this guy says like Ted Nugent level fucked up shit. You know, the guy that sings about wanting to have sex with underage women, Ted Nugent, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I've heard of him.
He says some horrible shit. This is worse than Ted Nugent.
Man.
God, you're the worst one. That voice you have. I mean, you have such an amazing voice and you do such shit with it. It really is astounding. God damn it. Put on the gas and get through Mississippi as fast as possible.
Friday on Stu Peter Show.
Shit, Stu Peter.
God, that's way too loud.
God.
Yesterday, we learned that James O'Keefe attended this year's annual Satanic Gathering at Bohemian Grove with his donors. Today, Kyle Clifton joins Stu with the gritty details of his recent infiltration of Bohemian Grove. Spoiler alert, these freaks eat babies. Are Jewish...
Shit, man. Is this Stu Peters?
This is the promo for the Stu Peters Show.
God, somebody had fun doing this, I guess.
Spoiler alert.
They eat babies.
Controlled media, government, and GOP are still gatekeeping footage from J6. A new documentary shows a J6 patriot being shot in the mouth by a sniper cop and barely surviving. The government is our enemy, and TikTok is being used to show illegal migrants how to invade American homes and invoke squatters' rights. John Miller is here to discuss these parasitic marauders. Uncensored, unafraid, unstoppable, the people's bullhorn. Don't miss a minute of today's Stu Peters Show, live at 6 p.m. Eastern. Okay. StuPeters.com.
You watch Stu Peters get taken in the mouth. He shot in the mouth.
Oh my God.
Come on. That is crazy. Is that true? I didn't know about that. A sniper on January 6th shot one of these tourists right in the mouth. The government is your enemy, Stu Peters.
Yeah, Stu really.
He lost his shit. Is he even pro Trump? Can he be pro-Trump even though Trump did warp speed to create this vaccine?
Warp speed.
He can't be pro-Trump, right?
Stu?
Yes. How would he be pro-Trump?
I think he was pro-Trump, but he probably thinks Trump, you know, lost it. Right? I mean,
right in the face. Yeah, yeah.
A couple from Spain who runs a travel vlog traveled to India a few days ago as part of their plan to visit every country on Earth and then document what they see and do on social media. Up until they went to India, things had been going pretty well for them. They'd shared photos and videos from dozens of countries. They hadn't reported any issues, even places like Afghanistan.
Wow.
But that was before they traveled to India, which is quite possibly and most disgusting country on Earth.
The shittiest and most disgusting country on Earth.
When they got there, everything went badly.
I'm sorry.
They were
that intro that you played for the Stu Peters Show, how long do you think it took somebody to edit and put that together? I mean, imagine.
A half hour.
And they worked with this voiceover artist, and that is a sizable chunk of shit to read. How long did it take the voiceover artist to rattle through that? I mean, they must have spent... a lot of time.
It was only like a 1 minute promo or two minute promo.
No. You know that would take a long time, and that it's just. I'm just saying, it's crazy to listen to that over and over again.
Biggest and most disgusting country on Earth. When they got there, everything went bad for them.
What's with this music?
They were attacked, and the woman was gang raped by 7 men. They revealed this in a video that they posted online. These people managed to go to Afghanistan and meet with the Taliban without getting raped, or beat up, or killed. But then they arrived in India, and within hours, this woman was gang raped. This is the type of country that we're supposed to open up our borders to and treat these people as our equals.
Excuse me! We don't border India, Stu. I know you think the earth is flat and it might change some shit. Do we border India? I want to be totally clear about this.
Maybe he's confusing them with the American Indians.
It's good news, though, Stu. We don't border India, so you don't have to be worried about this. This is one of the things you can let go of.
As our equals. These are the same people who brush their teeth with cow Sikhs and...
Cow shit.
Yes, okay.
Sikhs and Hindus raid each other's villages, rape each other's women, and then post video footage of it on social media. They're proud of it.
Like on Snapchat or something? They're proud of it.
Stu Peters.
I'm Stu Peters.
Quite outraged. Today it's India.
Do you think Stu Peters is go to stamps.com and type into the Stu Peters right. show for it?
Or go to MyPillow.
Ah, that's probably like it. God, that music is. I like that music though.
Promo code the N-word.
Yeah, he says. I mean,
that's his own music. That was
that's
his
how he
post.
Started the show, though, right?
Maybe
it's
I don't
a
know.
Lot of, you know,
it's on X, so they might have put the music under it for.
Listen, I
social
know,
media post.
Supposedly, maybe he thanks or he's making the. I don't know. I don't know if he has any citations to support these stories or anecdotes and stuff, but. You know, and he just used the term rape a lot in the beginning of his show. Ooh, I mean, it's very, and also to that weird little aggressive.
He's got to come.
I guess so. How horrible. Damn, Stu, you are a creepy motherfucker. You really are, man. I just can't imagine him sitting there. Do your kids watch you record this shit? Do you bring your kids to work?
God, I hope not.
How could you imagine Stu's wife sits in? Oh, Stu's on the air. Let's turn it on. Listen, it'll be fun. Gang raped in India. Bow, bow. God.
We've got also in the news.
People make fun of you and they're like, you're boring. You listen to NPR. It's like, yeah, I guess. I mean, I'm not listening to this shit, though. Maybe I'm bored, but I'm not.
I'm still kind of recovering from Shane Vaughn, to be honest.
Yeah, I am too. That was an assault.
And it was like, holy shit.
But really, then you follow it up with this. This is like that Bash Brothers lineup of all those roided up guys on the Oakland A's. McGuire, Jose Canseco, and one other one. That's what this feels like. Who do you have next? Is it Greg Locke or something?
Well, let's talk about Trump.
Oh, okay. Oh, perfect.
And some good news.
The
New York Attorney General's office has filed judgments in Westchester County.
Oh, shit.
The first indication that the state is preparing to seize Donald Trump's golf course.
Okay.
And private estate north of Manhattan, known as Seven Springs. I never heard of that one.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This is near the area where they did the appraisal of the property and factored in the... weight of the rabbits, like if they sold them at the grocery
store.
who thought of that one? That's a good one.
State lawyers entered the judgments with the clerk's office in Westchester County on March 6th, just 1 week after Judge Arthur Engoron made official his $464 million decision against Trump, his sons Don Jr.,
oh my God,
and Eric, and the Trump Organization.
Pay up, motherfuckers. Are they going to get...
Come on, guys.
Doesn't Don Jr., is it Don Jr., or is it the weird one, the barracuda-looking one that... Who has the cabin?
Barracuda's protesting.
I'm sorry, guy. I don't like them. Who owns the cabin in upstate New York or something that was bitching about it? Is it Don Jr.?
I thought it was the
the weird one.
Yeah.
You done? Is Ivanka in trouble for any of this?
Oh, there might be a rift in the family. Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
I don't know if it's true, but there were reports and rumors that they're on the outs because they won't give Trump $400 million.
What? Do they have it?
Well, they got $2 billion from the Saudis.
Yeah, that's true. Well, why don't wait? This is what. Here's what I don't understand. If I'm any of these evil little tyrant despots around the planet, I'm lining up to spend this money. This is the best money you ever spent. Oh my God, Putin should be like, yeah. He doesn't need to do it, but I mean, somebody would just own his ass, right? Some other country and get whatever you want from him if you do that. Yeah. Well, why aren't people lining up to pay this bill for
him? Right.
Why not? I mean, it's not that much money, right? If you could Putin afford to pay this legal bill? What would he have to mortgage? Would he have to sell off anything to pay this for Trump?
Here's one of the headlines. Billionaire Ivanka Kushner is dumping Daddy Donald when he needs her the most.
Oh my fucking God. That is sad. That's sad. Didn't Trump pardon his dad or something like that?
Yes.
Oh my God. You guys.
I believe so.
You guys should find one of your oil friends to give your dad the money because he pardoned Jared's creepy father. You know what I mean? Why not?
Yeah, yeah.
That's not very Christian-like.
Let's see. Entering a judgment would be the first step a creditor would take to attempt to recover property. Additional steps, such as putting liens on assets or moving to foreclose on properties or taking other actions in court would follow if the asset is going to be seized.
Jeez.
The judgment is already entered in New York City, where Trump's properties, including Trump Tower, his penthouse at Trump Tower, 40 yes. Wall Street, his hotel abutting Central Park, and numerous apartment buildings are located.
Wow, that is so sad. You know, I mentioned this before, but I remember watching an episode of the Today Show from like the 1800s where Matt Lauer was touring Trump's apartment when he put it on the market. And Trump made a joke like, "Hey Matt, with your I read how much you made in your latest contract. You want to buy this?" It was just the most bizarre segment ever. It was on the Today Show. But now he's got to give it over because,
well, yeah, he's got 3 days now.
That's no problem.
Monday or Tuesday, 3 or 4 days to satisfy the judgment or sway an appeals court to allow him to post a smaller amount or defer posting the payment until after the appeal.
Why can't Putin just give him the money? Putin could afford this, couldn't he?
Why
not?
Dude? In a new Truth Social, well, maybe not. In a new Truth Social on Thursday, Trump said putting up the money is, all caps, very expensive.
Well,
and said it's not possible for bonding companies to do in such a high amount.
Yeah. Well, he sounds pissed, man. He really does. Somebody on NPR said something about Trump that made me laugh. They said he really should have planned better for this. Yeah.
The process, well, he kind of did. The process to seize assets would not be quick or easy. Trump has structured his business by setting up limited liability companies for nearly every property or asset, over 300 in total, which ultimately are controlled by his trust. They are complexly organized, and he is not on paper the owner, and therefore a judgment against him would not be executable directly against certain properties.
Oh.
Sorting this out is not going to be simple, and it's not going to be quick.
You slimy fuck you. Wow. But would normal people know how to do that? Or would they do that for him? Why? This is just a normal thing people do, right? There's nothing weird about any of this.
Nikos Passas, professor of criminology and criminal justice at Northeastern, said, well, this is hilarious. All this is completely undermining the brand.
I don't know. I've seen the brand lately. I watch these interviews of these Trumpkins at these rallies and shit, and the brand is very strong.
Well, remember, he tried to claim that's why a lot of his properties were worth more, just because of the brand.
I you know,
that he couldn't quantify, but just would add a couple hundred mil here and there.
I tell you, I don't know if this is related to this at all, but I watch these Trump supporter videos where, you know, they interview these people waiting to go in rallies, and the brand is, and maybe it's a criticism, is very methy. Honestly, it's hard. Most of these people are on meth, and you can tell. And it's like
you realize it's the highest it's ever been in, like, in 40 years. Like,
speaking of,
you realize it's the highest it's ever been in, like, in 40 years. Like, no, but it hasn't gone up. It hasn't spiked since then. It's like, no, but the 40-year high, Joe, the 40-year high, that is the spike. God.
It's this, like, is not doctored.
I tell you.
This is Don Jr.
Oh, that's not Photoshop. Boy, I tell you, it's hard to listen to that guy.
Don Jr.
It's, you know, he's kind of cringy to listen to, but Shane Vaughn really was creepy today. I mean,
Shane Vaughn was brutal.
I don't know.
Hi, Joe. The 40-year high, that is the spike. You think that, like, it didn't go to 12, so that's, like, a great thing, as opposed to virtually in my lifetime, the highest inflation rates ever.
Who plays this guy in the movie?
These aren't the highest inflation rates during this piece of shit's life.
No, excuse me.
By any stretch of the imagination.
What he means is he is on the highest inflation rate ever.
Right. He's the most inflated and the highest.
I want a series.
Well, Kimberly's the most inflated.
We don't know.
He's the highest.
Oh, that's, you know, I want to take a serious moment.
My wife.
In the movie about him. I know there's a lot of news. I want to take a moment. Who plays Don Jr. and who plays Kimberly?
Well, Charlie Sheen's too old.
No. I want real act. It calls for a. I'm talking Oscar level shit. That's what I want. I gotta pick. I gotta pick for Don Jr. Who would
Joaquin Phoenix?
No, Killian Watts-his-face.
Killian Murphy?
Yeah, to play Don Jr. Joaquin Phoenix would kill that shit, though. He would kill it. But isn't he more like. Do we want him to play? Shit, I don't know. Should he play Eric? I mean, I'm sorry, Joaquin. I don't mean it. He's real. Eric's a real weird. No, Eric's a real weird fucker.
Gary Busey.
Yeah. Joaquin.
Time. The highest inflation rates ever. People are hurting. They're hurting at the gas pump. They're hurting at the supermarket. They're hurting on their mortgage rates when those go up because they're going to have to adjust interest rates up to combat some of this stuff. People are going to get crushed. It's going to be a bloodbath. And Joe has no idea that it's bad. I mean,
somebody get the blow dart.
Someone, yeah, it's past this guy's Ambien.
Jesus Christ.
Give this guy some Ambien. I bet they missed that pharmacy. Do you think Don Jr. would go up to the Oval Office and be like, he'd visit his dad, and the only thing he wanted was some of those drugs, I bet. He would go up there, hey, how's it going? Trump's really like, listen, son, I know you only want the Ambien. No. Here you go. Right. Fuck you.
He'd be like, quit taking on my fucking Ambien, you piece of shit.
Kimberly Guilfoyle's roll. I don't know what she's doing. They're all fucking drunk. God, that White House must have been a
Rudy?
Fuck. Oh, my God. Imagine the shit show that White House was.
Right.
And then that Fear guy. It's like they're acting like that. And that guy that wrote Fear is sitting on the couch the whole time. They're shameless. Right? that guy, that's how that guy wrote that book, just watching these lunatics.
Let's see. We've also got,
yes,
in the news. It is Faithless Friday, don't forget.
Nine!
Don Jr. is such a mess.
I think what about this? This is a crazy one. Maybe Ben Affleck. All right.
Oh, maybe. Yeah.
That's not bad. I mean, yeah, that's good. No.
And we're able to add new evidence, which just came about 3 months ago. This evidence is more explosive than any evidence I've seen, and I've seen a lot.
You know the nice thing about this one? I know, correct me if I'm wrong, I know that Mike Lindell isn't going to start screaming a bunch of creepy racist shit. That, like, God, Shane, that was so fucked up, man. We know he's not going to do that, right? He usually doesn't do that.
Arizona, have you called the Fox guys and shared this information with Fox management? Have you called the Murdochs and say, hey, I found the solution, you can go get your money back?
Oh, I will be doing that, Steve. That's number one on my list. I'm going to be doing that this week. We're doing the big push. All the media outlets, including Newsmax, by the way. I'll be reaching out to Chris Ruddy because we've got to get the word out.
Why is it? Now, listen, I have a question. Why is it? Does it sound like every time Mike Lindell is talking, it sounds like he's also scaling a wall? Like he's climbing a mountain at the same time when he's talking. Does he have another speed?
You mean the pills?
I don't know. Yeah, I guess. Yes. More speed for Lindell.
Hello, everybody. Great news. The Supreme.
Holy shit. He is fucked up there. Start that over. And let's listen for signs that he is or is not fucked up.
Hello, everybody. Great news. The Supreme Court case has been docketed. You can check it out at lindellplan.com. Everything's there. All the evidence is there. It is explosive. It has shocked the world. I need you all to get there and help support this. We need your support now. We need help. We need resources, and we are going to get this to the...
There you go.
He's on something. There you go. I'm sorry, but
we
that guy...
We need help. We need resources.
Yes, yes. He is fucked up, though. You can tell.
I need look another at his line. Eyes.
He needs some help.
And we are going to get this to the end zone. And we've worked hard for 3 years.
The end zone.
And waiting for a case that would finally, the door would open to the Supreme Court. Well,
that's where I put my crack pipe in my end zone.
I don't know if this is a line. I think this guy needs some crack rock in the old end zone.
The door opened and we walked through it. We need your help and get educated. Spread this everywhere. We need these justices to accept this case. And their family, they have families too, and I mean, they want to save our country. They're the last line of defense. Let's pray for them that they accept it, but we also need your help. Check it out now, lindellplan.com. Thank you all.
Is he friends with Clarence or any of them?
Does he talk
to Jenny Thomas?
I wouldn't think so.
Are they Snapchat buddies or anything?
No, I think even they think he's crazy.
Well, I mean, but they want the same thing, right? Their interests are aligned. They want Donald Trump to take over, and Biden, I don't know what they want Biden to do, go to jail or something.
Mike has been promising to reveal bombshell evidence of voter fraud for the last couple of weeks. This is something he's been saying now for quite some time.
This evidence tonight is going to be so explosive, and so it's going to shock the world. You're going to see something else that will shock the world. Look at this most explosive, shocking evidence the world has ever seen. You're going to go, whoa, it's going to shock the world. 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 So shocking, it should shock the world. I mean, it's going to shock the world. 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 No one's going to believe it. It's going to shock the world.
Well, you know what? He finally did release that evidence, so you're not going to believe it. The world has gone unshocked. The world, wow, it's completely unshocked.
Is somebody going to make a great song from that? That would be great. That's crazy.
That's Kimmel, of course.
He says that a lot, I guess.
Shock the world.
That's the name of your unauthorized biography.
Needs more money.
For crack. Well, to pay Dominion and crack.
And, you know, that was kind of, you could tell Steve Bannon is trolling him a little bit, because you could tell.
Yeah.
Where Bannon's like, why didn't you take this to Murdoch? Here's your explosive evidence that you'll be able to get your $700+ million back.
Right. That's a good point. Because if that evidence.
Oh, yeah, we're gonna do that. It's on the list.
But what no one is asking Mike Lindell is that this evidence, why did you find it and no one else? That is the question that I think makes him insane. That is the most insane part, that he would think that the guy that, I don't know, made this wonderful pillow to sleep on, that's his thing. He conquered the pillow space, right? My pillow.
I don't know about that, but...
Whatever. Name me another pillow maker quickly. Another one. One more pillow maker. Anybody that makes pillows.
Posturepedic.
Oh, shit. That's not a brand. That's a type. Right? My pillow, though. I'm telling you. But why does he think...
Walmart brand pillows.
Yes. Why does Mike Lindell, the pillow genius, or whatever he is, think that he is the guy...
He built a good company. I mean, why can't he take that away from him.
Okay. Why is he the guy, though, that thinks he's the MyPillow guy? He thinks lightning struck twice, I guess. He made the most perfect pillow and discovered the most damning, shocking evidence about the 2020 election ever. Those two things happened for him. That, to me, is where he seems to be insane. He thinks he found that, but nobody else found that.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Well, I mean, I think he's a real believer. I really do.
He is a believer bigly.
Yeah.
I mean, it's... Come on, Mike. Do you really think you're the only one? If that evidence is out there, why did you find it? And not some nerd at the CIA or the FBI?
Because it's the deep state.
I mean, if it is true, I mean, imagine Merrick Garland. My God, you got scooped by Mike Lindell. Holy fuck, you were a bad choice. I mean, if Mike Lindell's for real.
This is from Boing Boing.
Yeah.
Mike Lindell, the MAGA movement's second favorite crack addict, has a reputation for promises to reveal exclusive news turns out to be substantial as the filling in his pillows.
Yeah.
Last week, the hoarse voice fluff huckster promised to shock the world with something actually real for a change. Okay, blah, 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 blah. Unsurprisingly, the new evidence turned out to be as hard as polyester fiberfill. After reading the 52-page appeal from Lindell and Carrie Lake, Lori Roberts from the Arizona Republic noted that Lindell's so-called explosive evidence lacked even a slight zap. Roberts further commented that despite claims of new evidence, the appeal merely repeated familiar arguments about the possibility of tampering with voting machines without providing concrete proof that any interference had occurred.
Okay, there are so many trolls in this guy's pillow. I'll work my way backwards. Concrete, you know, that's a mention. But then he said what did he say? The poly whatever that makes up
polyester fiberfill.
Yeah, that is a troll. And the first one, the substantial whatever packing in the pillow, whatever.
Yeah.
This guy is all but saying, just admit it, sir. You think his pillows are lumpy? You better not say that. He'll show up. I think this guy would show up at somebody's house.
Lindell?
If you said his pillows were lumpy, remember how mad? Okay,
and I'm not asking about the lumpy pillow calls.
No, they're not lumpy pillows. That's not what they call on. Okay. That when you say lumpy pillows, now you're an a-hole. You got that? You're an
a-hole. Damn it! That's one of the. I want an uncensored version.
You know, I would say if you're gonna go, if you're listen, this is, it's not quite like when that guy on the Today Show asked Mike Tyson some stuff and he's like, I want to rip out your throat and shit down your face or whatever.
Shit down your neck.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not asking about the, this is the lumpy pillow calls.
No, they're not lumpy pillows. That's not what they call on. Okay. But when you say lumpy pillows, now you're an asshole. You got that? Yeah. You're an asshole is what you are. Mike's he's an asshole. No, he's an ambulance chasing asshole. That's what you are.
You're an ambulance chasing asshole.
Spectacular.
That is amazing.
Oh
my God.
Yeah. So, but now he's begging for donations. Following the underwhelming news that was supposed to shock the world, but fell flat. Lindell has faced criticism for making empty promises again. As usual, the CEO of MyPillow blamed the media for the lack of impact. Equally unsurprising are Lindell's desperate pleas for financial assistance.
Yeah. But you should have just stuck with the pillows, Mike. I know that's an obvious thing to say, but it's true.
And even he now himself admits the chances of the Supreme Court taking up his and Lake's election lawsuit are slim.
Ooh, yes.
He referred to it as a long shot during a conversation with Bannon.
Right. God, it's crazy.
Meanwhile, he's been fervently seeking donations to support what he describes as an emergency injunction to expedite the case.
It sounds like Steve Bannon has found some chemistry with Mike Lindell. I mean, it's kind of
100% of the
they
money.
They really get along a lot, right?
100% of the money is going to help save our country. He says.
Oh, good. Well, you know what he means right. by that is I'm being sued into the Stone Ages.
And he probably took advice from Bannon.
What, just to ignore everything, or?
No, say you're going to raise money for something, and then don't do it.
Oh, right, like the wall thing?
Yeah.
But Bannon got in trouble for that. But then he got pardoned, didn't he?
Yeah.
Is Bannon going to go to jail like the short one?
He might go to jail for something else.
Peter Navarro is so tiny. You ever notice that?
Is he?
Oh, yeah.
I never
paid attention. He's wee. He's in jail. Wow. The PhD really helped. God, all these guys are all so stupid. Mike is so stupid.
Yeah, it says MAGA's turning on Mike Johnson. Well, I thought they had turned on him a while ago, but
what do you want him to do? What happens whenever a Republican passes a budget just to barely keep the government going? They lose their shit.
Well, yeah,
but
because they want to hold a gun to the baby's head,
right? That's true. That's a good point. I mean, you guys got a lot of shit. I mean, even that border deal or that immigration bill was very, like, conservative.
Yeah, there was some
right?
shit that we didn't like.
Yeah, I mean, giving law... What was it, like, something... Some fucked up shit with law enforcement, you know? I don't know. These Republicans are kind of Russian agents, or they work for them or something. I mean, so fucked up. Why are you guys holding up the funding to Ukraine? I mean, why would you do that?
Because Ron Johnson got a message from Putin that said, don't you dare.
You think that they were like, listen, we're going to need you to fucking, I don't know. Maybe do you think they have something on Mike Johnson, the Russians, or are they paying him?
Yes. Meanwhile, former Representative George Santos.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Back in the news.
Oh, okay. Oh, hi, George. How are you?
He announced today that he will be running in for Congress again.
Thank you, Jesus.
He will mount an independent third-party bid against Representative Nick LaLota rather than run in the Republican primary.
Did they show when they ran this article, wherever you're reading it, is it the one where he's flashing the white supremacy sign or something?
No, he's kind of doing jazz hands talking to Boebert in this
one. Should do jazz hands rather than white supremacy sign. I don't know.
Should he get enough signatures to make it on the ballot, he could siphon off GOP votes from LaLota in a swing district that could help the Democrats.
Yes.
Take the House and get a bigger majority.
Yay. Thank you, George. I just want to say, give it up for the voters in whatever district it's in that will vote for a guy whose con was trying to, bilk money out of people that were raising money their dog.
Yeah, use your evil powers
against
Republicans.
What?
Use his evil powers against Republicans.
Right.
We love it.
Yeah, that is very good. But it's amazing that people would vote for him, though. I mean, that's just my point. I mean, we got a pedo here.
So he just needs 3,500 signatures.
Yes.
In a district he's never represented.
Who's signing?
I would suggest Democrats sign that.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I want to sign this.
Sign it.
Hey, dumb fuck. Why wouldn't George Santos move to this district? You'd love it here. The real estate's so cheap.
Oh, I don't think they could handle the gay thing.
Really?
Yeah, Santos.
What about Republicans?
Gay and Hispanic here in Florida's first.
Well, wait. What about Republicans that are bothered by the whole, sex trafficking of children thing? What about that?
Biden's sex trafficking?
No, Matt Gaetz. You know.
Oh, that didn't happen.
Oh, okay. Jeez. That's right. There's not enough evidence. Or we don't give a shit. Or somebody gave somebody a pile of money.
Santos posted on X, after today's embarrassing showing in the House, I've reflected and decided I can no longer be part of the Republican Party. They kicked you out of Congress. Why would you? I am officially suspending my petitioning in New York, New York's first, to access the ballot as a Republican, and will be filing to run as an independent.
I can't believe it. Wait a second, George. I have a question. Aren't you on your way to jail or on trial?
Well, his opponent, LaLota, the Republican, said Santos' expulsion from Congress was good for the nation, and his resignation from the Republican Party is good for common sense conservatives. Santos can watch me defend this important swing district and the November election results from his prison cell as he's being held accountable for stealing an election and ripping off donors.
Woo! That's good. A Democrat will surely win, right?
Democrat John Avalon said, Santos and LaLota are just two faces of Trumpism. One's a serial liar, and the other is a Trump flunky who will do whatever Donald Trump says.
Which one are you talking about? Which is which? I mean, they could be either, right? More specific, please. I assume the liar is Santos, but...
So George Santos sashaying back into the...
Yay! Race. Is he going to bring that baby with him? Or?
If he ever gave it back, yeah.
Yeah. Wow. The Republic, the people that... Well, I guess he's an independent. He won't be a Republican, right?
Right. That's the deal.
How is he going to get 3,500 signatures?
Well, I don't know.
You're right. Maybe the Democrats will sign that. Yeah, be like, absolutely. Hell yeah, I would. That's a good one.
If I was a Democrat in that area, I would be telling everybody to sign that.
Over this
thing.
Guy in the primary.
What else have we got? Oh, there's a. Did I save this story? God, there's some shit going on in Missouri.
Yeah.
You forget about Missouri, but Missouri do some heinous shit.
They're fucked up. No offense if we have any listeners from there. It's a show me state, right? They had the first World Fair.
Let me see if I can find it. But they are. I think this is like some school.
Yes.
That is just saying, fuck your First Amendment.
Right.
We're going to be Jesus-y.
Perfect. That sounds fun.
Jeez. I didn't save it. Now I got to look for it. But there, I guess the Freedom From Religion Foundation is either suing or threatening to sue.
Yeah.
Okay. These motherfuckers. Oh, no. You know what it is? It's our religion.
Oh, okay.
It's the Satanic Temple.
Oh, come on, man.
Of which Crab Diving are members.
That's right.
Can we
anoint anyone? I mean, because I know in the Christian shit, if you're anointed, you don't get bitten by a water moccasin, correct? Can we yes. anoint? Do we have any powers? Or we're just trolls. Damn.
We don't believe in that shit.
No.
They did file a suit. The Freedom of Religion Foundation has filed a federal lawsuit on behalf of the Satanic Temple.
Woo!
I lied. It's not Missouri. Against Shelby County Board of Education in Memphis, Tennessee.
Okay.
Over serious violations of the First Amendment.
Right.
So what happened was in November of 2023.
Yes.
They filed to start one of those after-school Satan clubs.
Okay.
At a school that had, you know, let us fondle you for Jesus classes.
Yeah.
After classes there.
Right.
So if there's a Jesus club, there could be any kind of religion club.
It's probably the Fellowship of the Christian Athletes, the FCA. Oh, yes.
I think it was After School Bible.
Oh, God.
Christian Good News Club.
Oh, okay.
Christian Good News
Boy, that sounds... Be careful there, everybody.
They sought to begin an after-school club at Chimney Rock Elementary School. The school district, since that time, has attempted to thwart them at every turn. Rather than allowing them to rent school facilities
yes.
on the same terms as other nonprofit organizations, such as the Christian Good News Club.
Okay.
The Shelby County Board of Education, which operates the district, has chosen to defy the First Amendment. The district has charged the Satanic Temple discriminatory rental and security fees.
I've already cursed you, motherfucker. You're fucked.
They refused to adequately communicate, and they generally treated members of the educational group as second-class citizens.
Please. Fuck you.
The lawsuit says that the schools cannot pick and choose how much it charges an organization renting its facilities based on how much it does or does not favor the organization's
right,
viewpoint,
right?
The content of its speech or its religious beliefs.
Yeah, and what's so normal about your shit? You believe this guy got nailed up to a couple of pieces of wood. Right. You celebrate that for some fucking reason.
Right, sacrificed himself to himself.
Right. That's cool. That's believable.
Gave us original sin.
Right. How does that
and
happen?
And it makes us suffer for it.
But wait, how does that happen? Did lightning bolts fly out of his fucking eyeballs and however he into wants our souls? I mean, it's, I want to know what the scientific process to this is.
And allegedly gave Eve the choice, Adam and Eve the choice, not to eat to the fruit of the tree of knowledge, which is telling enough about religion. Right there.
We love the uneducated.
Yes, it tells you what religion wants from you.
They want you to be dumb.
Forget those facts and knowledge and science.
Yeah.
Believe us.
Baby incubators.
But if this God is all-knowing, omniscient, omnipresent, and omnipotent, then then there's no free will. Well, you do have free will. No, you don't. God knows what's going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
So why'd he put that tree there in the first fucking place? Yeah. He knew that Eve would pick the apple and that snake would say, hey, go ahead and eat it. What the fuck? Right. You'll have so much more fun.
Yeah. These guys are little Jesus dick puppets or whatever. They're very strange.
But these evil assholes were charging ridiculous amounts of rent just to the satanic temple.
God, that's bullshit. How the fuck could you guys do something so unethical? Aren't you Christians? Are we dealing with Christians?
Oh, of course.
They're supposed to be honest, right? I mean, that's one of their things. Thou shalt not tell a lie or something. What is that? Is that a commandment? Thou shalt not bear false witness?
No, no, no.
That is a commandment. It's not?
I don't remember.
That seems like some basic bitch stuff. Like, you know what I mean? Don't lie. Don't lie.
We know the first like three are I'm your God, God damn it. Right?
Okay. Oh yeah.
One is no gods before me. Two is graven images.
What does that mean? That means what then?
You can't like worship a goat god or anything.
Well, okay. Why?
shall not take the name of the Lord in vain.
What does that mean? Is that like
fucking God?
Why? What does that matter? The arrangement of letters said out loud like that, the word fucking.
Remember the Sabbath
you?
Day, keep it holy, which means make sure you donate money.
Right. Bend over. Sabbath. Right.
Honor thy father and thy mother.
Okay.
By it takes them six to get to thou shalt not kill.
We have a couple of more left, guys. Yeah. Please hang out for the final commandments.
The Republicans passed this one over really quickly. Thou shalt not commit adultery.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, you're right. False witness is nine. Thou shalt not steal is eight. False witness against thy neighbor is nine. They really passed by that one.
Right.
And the coveting thing is 10.
Gosh. I feel like Richard Dawson should be yelling as those get revealed on the Family Feud board. Show me coveting!
The district's discriminatory behavior gained a national spotlight last December when they held a press conference in which school board members, administrators, and other officials expressed hostility toward the Satanic Temple and validated community members' hostility toward the after-school Satan Club.
Yes.
And their first upcoming meeting at the school. A local news source later described the press conference. Quote, Interim Superintendent Tony Williams, Board Chair and Reverend
God
Althea Green and Board Member Mauricio Calva passionately denounced the Satanic Temple flanked by pastors of local churches.
Oh, send your Jedi Knights home. What does Trump say? Go home to mom. Go home to mom.
Have a good life.
Have you ever heard him say go home to mom to the protesters at his rallies? It's so weird.
The letter explained that if the district bowed to the community's attempt at a heckler's veto, it would violate the Constitution by discriminating against the Satanic Temple on view. They sent a letter first before they sued them.
Right.
And the school board didn't respond. So they're like, fuck you, we're suing.
Yeah.
Instead, they notified the Satanic Temple in early January via a late afternoon phone call that it had assessed a, quote, special security fee of over $2,000.
Oh, no problem.
Against the Satanic Temple for additional security. Oh. They need that additional security because of the evil, violent Christians.
You fucking assholes.
Allegedly.
You can't just do that. Just tack it on to the bill.
Right.
Here's the security fee, $2,500. We're not dumb like you guys. It's a Satanist you're fucking with. We're checking the math.
Meanwhile, the Good News Club, which describes itself as a Bible-centered organization of born-again believers, whose purpose it is to evangelize boys and girls.
Ooh, be careful, guys.
With the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Know your exits and always travel in pairs. The Christians are a-coming.
Oh, yes, come in pairs. meets every week at Chimney Rock Elementary and has not been assessed any kind of special security fee. Or a fee for, quote, field lights, which the Satanic Temple was charged $250 for.
Field lights.
Whatever that means.
Lights to light up a field. Like a baseball field or something.
On January 10th of this year, the Memphis Shelby County Schools finally allowed the Satanic Temple to hold their first meeting after school at Chimney Rock Elementary. They paid the $2,000.
Oh.
Because they knew they were going to sue. When club leaders arrived at Chimney Rock Elementary, they discovered various school administrators, school board members, and members of the clergy were already at the entrance of the building.
Were they blocking entry?
No, they let them in, but they, you know, were protesting.
They're intimidating. Oh, yeah. They're intimidating these children that are going to be a part of this club. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Fuck these people. Fuck them.
The district has since continued to thwart the Satanic Temple and deter the club for students from meeting. The district abruptly changed the meeting time, unceremoniously canceled rental applications, refused to communicate with the temple regarding rental rates, and continued to treat the temple unfavorably.
Man, go fuck yourself. You're going to pay a price in hell for that.
The Satanic Temple requests a declaratory judgment from the district court that the Shelby County Board of Education's behavior violates the free speech clause and the free exercise clause of the First Amendment to the United States Constitution.
Pay up!
And permanent injunctive relief with nominal damages.
Yes.
Enjoining the school district from continuing to discriminate against the Satanic Temple and the after-school Satan Club. By the way, the after-school Satan Club does all kinds of horrible things like science experiments.
Oh, imagine. Imagine. Science. You will learn science and math. But no, you have to treat the Satanists like shit. Discriminatory. Get out your wallets. Write some checks. You're getting sued, you dumb fucks.
Yeah, it's horrible. It's bullshit.
Yeah.
And now the Christians are trying to pull that, well, it's not a real religion.
Oh, yes. Stuff. Good point.
The IRS designated
it
a real religion. Oh, wait a minute. During the Trump administration, if I recall.
How strange.
Hmm.
Oh, is it not real? I mean, for it to be real, do you have to have someone, you know, scrabble up on a cross, get crucified, bleed out, go in a tomb?
I'm not sure that he scrabbled.
He scrabbled. Yeah. Scrabble out of that tomb. Resurrected. Do you have to have a resurrection? I have a question.
Yes.
To qualify for the tax exempt status as a religion, does your god or deity thereof have to be resurrected? Yes or no?
Not all of them are.
Well, they may, you know, maybe
just,
that would
just
help.
Just a few of them. I forget which god. You know, there's a virgin birth resurrection story before Jesus.
How horrible. I mean,
in some religion that predated Judaism.
Does it have to be a virgin birth? Because there's no way. Why can't people just have normal sex and then shoot out
a
god?
On.
Oh, okay. They can't turkey baster it.
Well,
or anything,
I mean, they all want virgins, right?
How much time do you think God has to do? I don't know how complicated it is for him to impregnate a virgin and then for that person to be a virgin after. It seems like...
What do you mean? He snaps his fingers.
Well, it might be
like
complicated.
Thanos.
It's not complicated?
No.
The very concept of that is
He's
crazy.
He's omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent.
Well, I don't understand. You're not a virgin, but then you are. That's their thing. Okay.
Mary was totally a virgin.
That's right. Okay. Oh, they lied about it.
Oh, Joseph bought it.
Joseph is in love with this mule. United shush.
We've got a little bit of time left here. Thanks for listening, everybody. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link.
Yes.
Crabdiving.com/Amazon or use the web banner, the page on the webpage. And we get a little commish if you buy shit through the Amazon link.
Yes.
I've got a bunch of stories. I don't know. I'm torn.
Gwyneth Paltrow?
I can't believe I clicked on this. Mediaite.
Huna Muna Mani May.
Actress Gwyneth Paltrow recalled being a little concerned when she attended a screening of her 1996 film Emma at the White House.
Yes.
And then President Bill Clinton snored through the Jane Austen adaptation.
What do you want, Gwyneth? I'm sorry. I don't know what Bill Clinton was up to. Maybe he was chasing Monica around the lobby. Or maybe he was in the Situation Room busy being president. Why in the fuck does the leader of the free world, why can't he snore during your fucking movie, my God? The only Gwyneth Paltrow movie I couldn't snore through would be where she's working with Tony Stark, honestly.
Yeah, she did that Hot Ones show.
What's that?
Where you are eating increasingly
that's right. That's hot, so stupid.
Hot wings while you're being interviewed. It's a really good show, actually.
Right. I'm trying to think of a non-Marvel movie.
The dude is a really good interviewer.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I never...
And people say some incredible things when they're crying on the floor. When they're weeping on the floor.
She said she burned one of those rocks.
I was so mad my pussy rock popped out.
But
Sean Evans, the host, said, is it true that Bill Clinton passed out of sleep during a White House screening of Emma? She said, true. He was snoring right in front of me. I was like, wow, I guess this is going to be a real hit movie. She said, but it was, fuck you, Bill Clinton.
Well, listen, what do you want? I wouldn't be mad if... Do you want the leader of the free world? What about Shakespeare in Love? Is he allowed to sleep through that?
I mean, it was Jane Austen.
I know.
I don't want to shit on Emma. I didn't see it.
Very ambitious. You know what Bill Clinton likes.
Jane Austen.
Clinton can't sit through Jane Austen.
When do we see Jane Austen's tits?
If you want somebody to watch Jane Austen and enjoy it, I would say maybe Obama probably would like it. Maybe W. Oh, yeah. Probably not.
Well, they would at least not fall asleep.
W might. W the whole time he's staring at Gwyneth's feet. He's like, ooh, I could draw them.
So I guess that was worth clicking on. There we go. Fuck you, Bill Clinton. Poor Gwyneth Paltrow.
God, I'm just trying to think of this.
We all feel so bad for you.
Yeah. Imagine if Obama fell asleep during the Jane Austen thing. Do you think Michelle would be mad at him? She would.
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe he fell asleep in that movie. He's so boring.
Yeah. And the Republicans would find somebody to leap upon it. Like, they even know anything about Jane Austen.
Do you think Trump would sit through a whole screening of Little Women?
How young are they?
No. This is literary classic.
Matt Gaetz, I'll invite him over.
That was a poor choice.
Clay Higgins is mad at Margie for
who's Clay
trying to vacate Clay Higgins, a lunatic from Texas.
Okay, again
the Republican,
right? Okay,
MAGA, heavy. I know it's not going to help.
Shit, man, give me some clues.
Heavy Freedom Caucus, heavy. Oh. I can't help. but he's upset.
Yeah, yeah.
That she did the motion to vacate.
Sorry. Oh, you? Why? I don't understand these people. What? Why? Is he? He likes Mike Johnson.
Yeah. Well, no.
These people are complicated. No. He doesn't like Mike Johnson.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, we need a flowchart. Clay Higgins is upset.
Okay. Jordan Peterson. We haven't heard from him in a long time.
Nine.
Jordan Peterson. He's from up north.
Canada.
And he kind of talks like this.
What's his thing? He's an
and
asshole.
He's a lot of fapping to Jordan Peterson on perfect. The alt-right.
Ooh,
yes. He's their philosopher du jour. Yes. A lot of problematic shit he says. And he's the ultimate both sides-er.
Yeah.
You know, just kind of, well, you have to, what does is mean?
That's right.
You know, what does be mean? You
well, to, it is what
you
it
know,
is.
You have to go back that far and argue that.
Right. That's a Bill Clinton shout out.
So here is, right, there's a duel.
The definition
there's
of a
callback. Here is Jordan Peterson during an interview with, well, this is Destiny. It's a gamer who's now doing podcasts and interviewing people.
Okay.
Steve Bunnell. Here is, we just got to hear this. I can't believe this.
It's because Hitler's lack of trying led him to kill us people then, who ended up dying during the Great Leap Forward or during the industrialization.
Yes, beginning. Well, I also think it's an open question still to what degree Hitler's policies were right-wing versus left-wing. And no.
What?
I also wonder whether they were right wing versus left wing. This is now he's torn about fascism.
Yeah, well,
being right or left wing.
I got to tell you, it is all these people that we talk about sometimes have these new fresh takes, I guess, on Hitler. And it's just shocking to me because what more can a guy do to show you who he is? I mean, Hitler was bad. Is that so hard?
I think it's an open question still to what degree Hitler's policies were right-wing versus left-wing, and no one's done the analysis properly yet to determine that.
What do we
because
consider?
He was a national socialist movement for a reason, and the socialist part.
Oh my God, you fucking idiot!
No.
Hitler killed the socialists.
Right.
He wooed them with populist bullshit, claiming to be, they called them socialists, but his policies were fascist.
Listen, a guy that is known for exterminating a whole race of people, it is, there isn't, it's not hard to figure out who that person is.
Jordan's trying to give a hand job to the right.
There's no nuance.
And let them know that no, Hitler wasn't right wing at all. I'm concerned that nobody knows that we just hasn't been investigated enough.
But Jordan, this guy marched human beings into ovens. What are you talking about?
Is that left, right, or right?
Oh, who gives a fuck, though? He burnt people in ovens. 12 million
people. Well,
it was a national socialist movement for a reason. And the socialist part of it wasn't accidental.
Well, but there was no, cooperatively formed businesses that were owned by all of the people the people and distributed to the people. And I don't think redistribution was high on Hitler's list of things
true.
To do.
That's true.
Yeah.
It was
but
a strange mix
that,
of,
sure.
of
well, but
totalitarian.
I also, you're in your facts. Okay, well, yeah, that was a strange mix.
Just for anybody that might be confused, I'm going to say this is my theory.
Go ahead.
Hitler, fuck Hitler with all the power in the universe. Hitler's bad. Fuck Hitler. And all these Nazis can go fuck themselves. That is all you need to feel about that.
You've just raped Bill Cosby.
God, Glenn.
It was a strange mix of totalitarian policy.
I don't think it was a strange mix. I think it was a bid to appeal to mid-left and center-left, the KPD and the German Socialist Party, by calling themselves National Socialists.
There you go. Just like the Democratic People's Republic of Korea.
Right.
Ain't much of a Democratic People's Republic.
Who cares?
Well,
right.
They call themselves that. So
yes.
Somebody shouldn't look into that and see whether it really is.
Yes. And you know what? Kim Jong-un also has death camps. Do you know what I mean? It's like these are people that kill lots and lots and lots of people in ovens and shit. And that's all you need to know about them to
left
understand
and center,
who they
left
are.
The KPD and the German Socialist Party by calling themselves National Socialists. Mm. I think it was...
Man, I got to give Destiny props. I mean, Destiny's doing a pretty good job.
These two people sound like... surely they aren't real, and we're listening to some voiceover artists do some amazing acting. Is that what it is?
This is Destiny, yeah.
But Jordan Peterson, too, is...
Oh, well, yeah.
Mid-left and center-left, the KPD and the German Socialist Party, like calling themselves national socialists. I think it was very much like an authoritarian, ultra-nationalist regime that pretty squarely fits with... people get mad if you call something far-right or far-left because they have an attachment to
terms. Well, you know,
terms,
one of the things I would have done if I would have been able to hang on to my professorship at the University of Toronto...
Just to remind everyone that you were booted because you're crazy.
Yes.
Would have been to extract out a random sample of Nazi policies and strip them of markers
Wait
of their
second.
Origin. And
No, Jay, listen, man. If someone's policy is...
No, a random sampling, right?
A random sampling of a policy that included marching Jewish person
into
Germany
making a lamp out of a person.
That is the policy. What? You're taking that out of context? What are you doing? You're insane.
Nazi policies and strip them of markers of their origin and present them to a set of people with conservative or leftist beliefs and see who agreed with them more. And that analysis has never been done, as far as I know. So we actually don't know. And we could know.
Listen,
I think you're afraid. I think you're afraid of knowing.
Right.
Because
the only Nazi is not an alive Nazi. Right. I mean, that, you know what I mean? Fuck Nazis, Jordan.
This has never been done, as far as I know. So we actually don't know. And we could know.
We know.
If the social scientists would do their bloody job, which they don't, generally speaking, that's something we could know.
We don't care.
Well, the social scientists would say, I'm having a hard time looking past the genocide.
And we already know.
Yes. They showed us. Nazis showed the planet who they are. They're monsters.
And we know the difference between right-wing and left-wing extremism.
Nazis should be snuffed out of existence. There you go.
Use the AI systems we have now, the large language models, to determine
let's get AI. I think we should get AI to do it.
You should get AI to, I don't know, you're just so stupid. You probably need AI to do certain shit.
He's the king of you know, the men's rights kind of, the incel brigade. Who's, you know,
they love
the
this.
Young white men are feeling, feeling like society doesn't like them anymore.
Let me ask you something. Is it incel to sit around though? And are incels, aren't they mainly focused on their hatred of women?
Yes, but incel means involuntary celibate. That means that nobody will fuck them.
Do they have any...
And therefore they hate all the women instead of looking in the mirror to realize what shitty fucking human beings they are.
Does that allow them to have time to also be like Nazis?
Sure, nobody's fucking them. Plenty of time. Pop in a Jordan Peterson video, spank one out.
You know what would be amazing? To watch them do, like, commentary of The Sound of Music and be confused why, you know, these people.
That's something we could know. We could probably use the AI systems we have now, the large language models, to determine to what degree left and right beliefs intermingled in the rise of National Socialism. So that's all technically possible.
Again, he's labeling it National Socialism.
Yeah. Well, listen.
Which is him trying to spin it. It's not.
Yes.
They called themselves National Socialists.
Right.
He calls himself an intellectual. Both bullshit.
They rounded up people and marched them into ovens, you stupid shit.
He had a debate. He might have had more than one with Matt Dillahunty atheist, big-time atheist guy who knows everything, every Bible, and who used to be a heavy Christian, and he knows every Bible quote. He could spout a verse.
Yeah,
with any of these loonies.
Jeez.
And they debated. He debated Jordan Peterson. Jordan Peterson just got walloped.
Right. Sounds like. Yeah,
it's
Jordan.
Not even funny.
You shouldn't face off like that. You should hang out with who is this guy he's with that he's dry humping over Hitler with that they're.
Well, it's Destiny, but Destiny is not on his.
How is
obviously
this,
challenging?
But how
is not on his side?
How is this any different than the well, not really a conversation Tucker and Putin had, but when Putin explained to Tucker about how World War II started,
right?
Is this this is a very similar?
Well, Destiny is not sucking Peterson right now.
He's not.
No.
Okay.
You think he is?
No.
I think
no.
He's letting him hang himself.
Right.
He disputed the whole National Socialism thing. And now he's just letting this idiot go.
Actually don't know. And we could know if the social scientists would do their bloody job, which they don't, generally speaking. That's something we could know. We could probably use the AI systems we have now, language models, to determine to what degree left and right beliefs intermingled in the rise of National Socialism. So that's all technically possible. So, and it hasn't been done, so it's a matter of opinion.
Sure.
So,
I don't necessarily disagree. Sure.
Matter of opinion.
It's not. What is it? Yes. It's a matter of opinion about these people that did genocide. It's just a matter of opinion.
Oh, yeah. Well, Ryan.
My God.
Good God. We have to end it on Jordan Peterson today.
Wow. Congratulations, Jordan.
Let's get the fuck out of here. Thanks for listening, everybody. Do it again next week. The usual bat time, same bat channel. And thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon. And click the banner on the webpage if it really helps out. Check out what Ryan's doing at Rated R Comedy on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, or X. Also, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on X or Instagram at Vile Experience. Also, freaking Vile.
Have a great fucking weekend, everybody, and we'll hit you up again on Monday.
Jeez, Shane Vaughn. My God.
Oh, my God.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram at crabdiving.